This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it's a very good deal. He made the comments as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in the southern U.S. state of Alabama. The White House is planning a summit between Mr. Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. The trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. The president is claiming vindication in the sentencing of his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, after a U.S. federal judge ruled Manafort should serve 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says Judge T.S. Ellis III exonerated him.
The judge said there was no collusion with Russia.
What Ellis actually said was the Manafort case before him had nothing to do with collusion. It was about tax and bank fraud. The president also claimed Manafort's lawyer said there was no collusion.
His lawyer went out of his way, actually.
But Keith Downing wasn't talking about the president. He was talking about his own client.
There is absolutely no evidence that Paul Manafort was involved with any collusion.
Neither the judge nor the lawyer cleared or implicated the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump made the comments to reporters as he left for Alabama. The North Korean state media said for the first time on Friday that the summit made no advances and its people were blaming the U.S. for the lack of an agreement. Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim met last week in Vietnam in a summit meant to reach an agreement on North Korean denuclearization. The meeting did break down over an impasse over how many sites North Korea would actually shut down. This is VOA News.